Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 89. Kevin Geary's back to tell us all about SEO marketing for your business.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Fraser Show.
Arrive, free market squad, in the place to be. Thank you for taking a half hour out of your week to hang with me. My name is Nathan Fraser. I'm the high priest of propaganda. And this week, we've got a very special guest. We've got somebody who's actually a fan favorite of the show. Everybody seems to love it when this guy comes on. And so I wanted to get him back on again. We've got Kevin Geary of Rebooted Body and Six Figure Grind on with us today. Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Ready to rock.
All right. Awesome. It's early for me. I think you're 2 hours ahead of me. I'm still just barely waking up, but you said you only had a little bit of time to get on the call with me. So I did what I had to do to get you on. So thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. For the people that don't know who you are, and that's going to be like maybe one or two listeners, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how Rebooted Body came into being and how Six Figure Grind came into being?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my entire life. And in 2008, I was actually running an offline business. It was a martial arts studio. And after about 5 years, I transitioned to running an online business, building an online business. Rebooted Body was the first serious online business that I actually went full time with. I had a lot of online businesses before that. They were just side hustles, but rebootedbody.com was the first one that I really went full time with. It was the thing that allowed me to quit my other job, become completely location independent, time independent, financially free, et cetera, et cetera. And so learned a lot building rebootedbody.com. And now I'm transitioning into sixfiguregrind.com, which is a website devoted to helping people do what I did, which is kind of leave their location dependence and schedule dependent jobs and use the internet. You know, we're the first generation. I say this all the time. We're kind of the first generation to be able to actually do this, to leverage the internet and work from anywhere in the world with no restrictions. So I want everybody to take advantage of that if that's something that they want to do, because the amount of freedom that that offers is just amazing. I don't want people to feel like they have to build the biggest business to be successful and to be free. I teach people to build what's called a lifestyle business. It's a business that serves you as much as you serve it. So it's pays all your bills and does everything that you need it to do in terms of whatever your financial goals are. But at the same time, it doesn't come with all the risk and the stress that most people think about when they think about a successful business. So that's what I'm doing with Six Figure Grind, is teaching people how to build a six-figure online lifestyle business.
Nice. And I think one of the things that really impresses me about you is you're somebody who's actually done it. You've done it twice now, and you're getting ready to do it for a third time. And you know what works, you know what doesn't work. And I remember it hasn't been that long since you launched Six Figure Grind, and it's already doing phenomenal. And I was impressed by what you were doing. And we were talking behind the scenes about how you were able. I mean, you built Rebooted Body. And then you decided, I'm gonna build this other website. I'm gonna start another business. And the knowledge that you had acquired during Rebooted Body, it seems like it just transitioned perfectly over to this new business. And you've just been able to take off with hardly any time at all. And one of the things that you were telling me is that one of your biggest strategies is SEO and search engine optimization. And so I wanted to have you on, because this is something that I struggle with. Every once in a while, I luck out on Podcast Blastoff. We have one or two posts that rank number one in Google and all the other search engines. But it's kind of like, for me at least, it's kind of like throwing noodles at a wall and hoping something sticks. And
yeah.
For you, it seems like almost everything you do sticks. And so We were talking, you told me that you have a strategy behind that, and this is something that you've brought up in the mastermind calls a couple of times, and it's something that you're about to launch an actual official training on, and I wanted to give my listeners kind of a sneak preview of some of the stuff that works for you, and hopefully I'll be able to glean some of this knowledge as well and apply it to my business. So for completely self-serving reasons, I wanted to get you on the call and have you kind of explain what SEO is, what your strategy is, and hopefully I'll be able to selfishly take some of that knowledge and improve my own business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's very important to start out just by kind of unmasking SEO a little bit, because it can get very, very complicated. And I'm not an SEO guru, you know, quote unquote. I have a formula that I've proven time and time again, and that's what I want to teach people, because it's technical enough and it's comprehensive enough to get people the results that they want without getting them lost in all of the stuff that really doesn't matter. That, you know, an SEO expert or guru might teach, but that it's not necessary to really move the needle in your business the way that you want things to go. So let's start out by, I guess, just talking about what SEO is so that people kind of feel like they get a grasp. And this also means that we have to talk about what Google wants, because generally when we're talking about SEO, we're talking about ranking on Google. They're the number one search engine. They're the dominant player in the market. And people know that, hey, if I get on page one of Google, especially if I get towards the top of those listings on page one, a lot of free traffic is basically going to get dumped into my lap. Now, I think people also know that, you know, traffic in general doesn't really matter. It's targeted traffic that matters. Like, you have to get traffic that represents your target market. When that happens, you can convert a percentage of that traffic into leads, of course. You talk about this, I'm sure, all the time on your podcast. And then converting those leads into sales. And if you do all of this well, you can generate a six-figure business off of free traffic. And that's really why I think SEO, and we're going to talk about how this is really driven with a combination of SEO and content marketing. I think this needs to be, for most people, the number one traffic strategy that they go after, because of how relatively quickly you can be successful. The only cost really is time. You're not going to spend a lot of money on this like you would, for example, with paid advertising. Of course, you can pay to drive traffic to your site, but even that is rather complicated. I mean, it takes a lot of testing. It takes a lot of knowledge of the market you're trying to reach, advertising skills, and then, of course, money. And a lot of that money in the beginning is going to be not wasted, but just spent on failing. You know, it's trying to figure out what works, and then thankfully or hopefully you find an advertising strategy that works and you can start to try to scale that up. But with organic traffic, if you follow the formula that I teach, I've proven this now three or four different times. That's just for myself. I've also done it with other people as well, that you can make this happen and you can do it basically for free. I recommend that people use some paid tools. So there is a little bit of cost involved, but that just ensures that you're going to actually get the results that you want faster. So it is a true investment. You're going to make exponentially more than you spend on these tools. But you could potentially do it completely with free tools. But that's the name of the game, is getting on page one of Google and doing that multiple times with multiple different pages or pieces of content, get a ton of organic traffic driven to your site, convert that traffic into leads, convert those leads into sales, and boom, you have a business. And unlike with paid advertising, like if with paid advertising, you stop paying, well, guess what? The traffic stops. With organic traffic, especially if you're getting pillar content or evergreen content to rank, it just keeps coming day after day after day, week after week. I mean, I have articles that I got ranked 2 or 3 years ago that are still sending hundreds of people to the site every single day. You can't really beat that. And if you build a business on that, it's very, very sustainable. So that's why I think it should be the number one strategy. Nice. So we kind of got to talk about Google here for a minute. Like, we got to think about what Google wants, because if you give Google what Google wants, they tend to reward you. That's the whole name of the game here. But you have to be careful. Like in the old days of SEO, I don't see this much anymore. I think it still exists a little bit. But in the old days of SEO, it was more like, let's look at what Google wants, but then let's look at the rules Google has laid out and let's find the holes. Let's find ways around the rules. Let's try to game the system. Let's try to trick Google. And of course, Google's algorithm has developed over time to basically try to identify who is gaming the system and penalize them severely. And so you saw a lot of sites figured out how to game the system, and then an algorithm change would happen and 75% of their traffic would disappear overnight. And if they had built a business on that traffic, their business disappeared overnight.
So you're talking about things like keyword stuffing or click farms, where people would have websites where you could pay to get your site listed, and or they had site link websites where you could just pay to get your site listed on a bunch of different, they would put links to your site from a bunch of different irrelevant sites. And Google says, yeah, that's working with our algorithm right now, but it's giving false results. And so Google, every time somebody kind of figures out one of these black hat tricks, Google goes in and says, well, this is not delivering the experience that we need. And so I'm assuming since the get, you've kind of leaned away from that type of stuff worked with what Google actually wants, which is to make sure that they're delivering relevant results to the people that use their search engine.
Exactly. And so the allure of tricking Google was that if you trick Google, and this was more so in the old days, you could almost guarantee the rankings. Of course, that was temporary, right? It was until Google figured you out, changed their algorithm, and then punished you severely, which to me was never a sustainable business model. For somebody who really wants to build an online business, you could make a lot of money, I guess, in the short term and then, you know, run away and go do something else. But I wanted to build sustainable, real online businesses. So it wasn't about tricking Google. It was about truly figuring out what Google wants and giving that to Google. And what Google wants is real authority. And it wants real content. It wants to give people, when somebody searches for something, Google wants to truly give it the best results. And they want you to have a good experience on those sites that it sends you to as well, which we're going to get into kind of like what are the real ranking factors that Google looks for. And you're going to see it's not just answering someone's question really well. It also goes into what is their experience on those websites and how does Google know like website A versus website B, which one is the one that should be served to their client, which is the person searching for things on Google. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to think, all right, Google is a business and their product is the search results. You show up in the search results, so you're kind of becoming their product. They have to verify that you are going to provide a good user experience and get their client what they're after. So if you can do that, Google's going to say, hey, we love you. We definitely want you to be on page one. We want to send you as many people as we possibly can. If you're on that side of Google, you're going to win. And that's the side that I've been working to be on for a while. Now, the black hat stuff, like I said, it was almost a guarantee if you trick Google, but then they come along and change the algorithm. When you're trying to truly do it the right way, it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. Like, you're going to have a lot of misses, but you don't need everything that you do to hit. That's the whole point. You can be super successful even if you have 9 misses for every 1 hit. You're still going to be really successful just because of the nature of organic search and the volume of traffic that we're talking about. So I have a lot of misses, and I tell people that up front, but the hits that I have are easily enough to build what I want to build. And that's the whole point. You're doing it right, which ensures that it's sustainable.
Nice. So what are some of the things that ensures that for you? What are some of the things that Google is looking for when they decide who's going to get ranked and who doesn't?
Yeah. So people, when they first think about SEO, they think about keywords, right? They've heard this term keyword. They might even know what a short tail keyword is versus a long tail keyword. They think about title tags, you know, how do I title my post? And everybody, especially WordPress users, because this is so popular, will install a plugin like Yoast SEO, and they'll go in and they'll do the title tag and they'll do the meta description, and they'll try to get their green light on Yoast SEO for an article or a page, and then they'll hit publish, and that's where their SEO ends. And if you're doing that, if we look at like the top 17 ranking factors that Google uses, those are good and they're necessary. Like, that's setting yourself up for success in a way, but those are the bottom factors. Those are like, Google uses those as a reference, but they're not really deciding where to place you based on those things. So we have to look at things like direct website visits, for example. So that's just people that know your brand exists and they're typing it in and going directly to your website. Google looks at that as an authority trigger. So that tells them, look, if people already know that this site exists and they're typing it in directly, that must be an authoritative site, because a site that doesn't have any authority, nobody's going to know about it. So they use that as one of the primary factors, which means brand building is actually a really strong SEO strategy. Getting people to just know about your brand, know that it exists, and people start searching for that directly or typing it in directly and going to your site, Google sees that and recognizes that and gives you a lot of points for that. They also look at things like time on your website. So if somebody goes and spends 30 seconds on your website, and that's website A, and then somebody goes and spends 10 minutes on website B, Google automatically is thinking, hold on, what's going on website B over here? This must be a really, really good website, because it's keeping people on that site. People are engaging with that for way longer. So let's start serving website B instead of website A. That's one of the ranking factors. That's one of the top ranking factors that they look at. So if you're, you know, designing your website or coming up with a strategy, and this is why we get into the content marketing aspect of it. So for example, with articles, which is why that's so powerful. I mean, think about a 4,000, 5,000 word article. If that article is super engaging, how long is it going to take for somebody to actually read and digest that article versus a 500 word article, right? So if you have some really long form, good, engaging content, your time on site is going to be significantly longer than another website. And Google's going to look at that and say, that content must be more useful. It must be more engaging because people are staying on it longer. Let's advance that site instead of this other site. They look at pages per session, you know? So if you can get people to go from one page to another page to another page to another page, Google sees that and they're like, well, this whole site must be good and engaging because people are going from page to page to page on it versus just leaving like they do on all these other sites.
So something like that, one thing that we've noticed with our Podcast Blastoff and with Copy and Funnels is by having internal links. So if an article has at the end of the article or midway through the article, if it has a link to another article, it says something about, we have more in detail on this particular subject and this article, that really increases the page to page. And we've noticed that articles with those internal links definitely rank higher inside of Google ranking.
Yes, and that all of that internal linking helps the Google spiders that are crawling your website figure out what pages are related to other pages. And they're using the anchor text a little bit to do that, but it just helps them navigate from page to page. And they can see, oh, this page must be related to this page because they link to each other. And then if the anchor text makes even more sense and helps, you know, the spiders make more sense of that, then it helps even more. They're also looking at your bounce rate is a big one. So bounce rate is when somebody comes to a page on your site and they leave right away without going to any other page. That would be the bounce rate. So if your bounce rate is really high, that's signaling to Google, maybe that page isn't so relevant. People go there, and this is especially if they don't spend a lot of time on that page. So if Google has, let's say they put you in spot number one, and they start sending you a bunch of traffic, but 98% of that traffic bounces. They don't go to any other page on your website, and they don't stay for very long. Google automatically knows, hey, this must not be a good result. Like, people are leaving, they're not going to any other pages, they're not staying a very long time. We've got to get this off of page one, basically. So you have to make sure you're keeping your bounce rate low. There's a lot of ways to do that. Then we get into all of the sites that refer to you, that link to you. And these are referred to as referring domains or backlinks. It also, Google looks at referring IP addresses even. It's collecting a ton of data on this stuff. So authority is determined by how many other sites on the internet link to you in a really relevant way. And this used to be Black Hat, where people would build basically fake link networks. And so they would get a ton of links to their site, and Google would just be looking at the number of links and go, oh, that site must be authoritative. All right, let's rank it. And then Google figured out, oh no, they're just building fake networks, and this is all a sham. So their algorithm now looks at, it's not just total backlinks, it's what is the value of the websites that are linking to you. So if high value websites are linking to you, well, that's not easy to fake. So that goes very heavily into their ranking algorithm. And there's strategies that you can and should use for getting these sites to link to you. And you want a kind of a variety. So you don't want just high ranking sites. I mean, that's kind of difficult to get anyway. So you want some mid tier sites. You want some low level sites linking to you. You want a good spread, because that's what would happen naturally on the internet, right? So these are some of the real ranking factors. And if you look again, there's like 17 key ones. The ones that people think about all the time, like title tags and descriptions, those are at the very bottom. So those are, they need to be there, but we shouldn't be focusing on those primarily. However, they do drive the strategy. And that's where we have to get into, I think, the most important part of all of this. And I'll kind of explain this by telling people what the mistake that I see all the time is. We think about blogging. Blogging is content marketing. So it's putting content out into the world, hoping to attract people. And people know this is important, especially people who are building an online business. So the more content I create, if I can get that content ranked, I'm going to build a long tail of traffic by hundreds of articles that are doing decent. That's going to be an amazing amount of traffic for me. So what they do, and this is beginners, intermediate bloggers even, they will sit down and they'll think about writing a new article. And they'll say to themselves, all right, what does my audience need to know today? Or what do I want them to know today? And they'll start brainstorming ideas, and they'll come up with a great idea. And then they'll start to make an article out of it. And then they know that, hey, a headline is important. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to make a few drafts of a headline here. I'm going to come up with something that's really saucy, really get people engaged. I'm going to write this article. And then they write their whole article. They spend an hour or two on it. And then they do their title tag stuff in Yoast. They do their meta description in Yoast because they heard that's important. And then they hit the publish button, and they've done it all wrong. It's all a waste of time. And like you said, maybe we get lucky every now and then. You know what? Every 30 articles, you get lucky. Every 40, 50 articles, you get lucky. Google picks one up because you just happen to do it right. And now you're getting some traffic. But what if you could start from the very beginning, knowing exactly what article to write because you did the research on what people are actually searching for? You know the exact phrases that they're searching for. You know all of the related phrases that you can put into your body copy, so that before you actually touch your website, you know exactly what has the highest percentage of ranking. And you even went to Google and you looked to see what other sites are trying to rank for those phrases and those keywords, and how well are they doing it, and what is their authority. So do I even have a chance at ranking for this article, or would I just be wasting a whole bunch of time writing an article that's targeting this phrase? All of this can be done ahead of time. And when you know how to do this, and this is your strategy with every single page and every single piece of content, you don't have a hit rate of one out of every 50 pieces of content or pages that you publish. You might have a hit rate of one out of every 10, which is an amazing difference, and it pays off big time. And even the ones that aren't hitting like hardcore, you might hit with page two with a lot of these. Well, page two is still relevant in terms of traffic. It all adds up, especially when you have eventually hundreds of articles on your site. So you're going to take a site from zero to, let's say, 1,000 visitors a month in, I don't know, 5 times as fast as somebody else, or 10 times as fast as somebody else who isn't following this process. So that's really the power of it. And letting SEO drive your content marketing strategy through research.
Nice. And I know you're going to be doing a training on this because I've already committed to signing up and showing up for it. But what are some of the tools that you mentioned earlier that there's tools that people can use if they want to kind of figure out this almost like it's like a maze of trying to figure out what's going to rank and what's not going to rank. What are some of the tools that you use that people can go and check out and see if maybe they'd be right for their business to implement in their content strategy?
Yeah, for sure. So let's start with a couple of the free ones for people that they can use. Now, again, I want to preface this with you can go use these tools to do keyword research, but it's also a matter of it's not just these tools aren't going to feed you the results that say, hey, this is what you should do. It's also a matter of interpreting the results that these tools give you. And that's really what I'm going to be teaching a lot of along this entire strategy in the class. But the tools that people can use for free. The first one is Google itself. There's a lot of kind of neat tricks that you can use with the Google search engine in order to check out different keywords. And then, of course, it's very important to use the actual search engine that you're trying to rank in to see what other people are ranking for. So when you come up with a phrase, let's say that you use another tool like keywordtool.io. That's one of the ones that I use. It's a paid tool. Let's say you do a bunch of research in keywordtool.io. Well, you actually have to jump over to Google and run these phrases and keywords through Google so that we can see what the competition is like, see who else is ranking for these things. And a lot of times what you'll find is, and what I'm looking for is you get an idea for a key phrase that you want to target because keywordtool.io has told you, hey, this phrase gets 49,500 searches every single month in the United States. And if that's my target, the United States, then that's really, that would be great, you know, because if I'm on page one, I'm going to get a large percentage of that traffic. That's a great phrase to go after. So I need to go over to Google now and I need to type that in and see who else is ranking for that. And if there's three sites that are highly authoritative sites that are ranking for that exact phrase, I got to start asking myself a question. All right, like how do I really want to target this one? Or should I keep looking? Or is there a way I can change the phrase? And maybe when I change the phrase, it comes out, all right, there's only 14,000 visitors. But then I run that phrase through Google, or 14,000 searches. I run that phrase through Google, and nobody's really targeting that one specifically. Boom. All right. Now I can go after that one. And I know that my hit rate is going to be much, much, much better because I'm not going to go I'll use a photography site as an example, because I was using this as an example in one of the articles that I was writing. If digitalphotographyschool.com, which is like one of the biggest digital photography sites out there, if they're ranking for a phrase that I was going to go after, and then the second result, the third result, the fourth result are also pretty highly authoritative websites. If my website is kind of newer, it's not as authoritative as them, the chances of knocking them out of those spots is slim to none. So if you wrote an article targeting exactly what they're targeting, you're basically writing an article for no reason whatsoever, at least in terms of getting organic traffic from Google or getting a first page hit for that article. So it wouldn't even be worth it in a lot of regards. Now I would put that away as an idea for later. I'm trying to get traffic to my site so I can scale and grow and build a successful business. Once I gain authority, so with rebootedbody.com, for example, which is a much more authoritative site than when it started, I can actually dig back into my archives of ideas and start going after some of those terms that high authoritative sites are ranking for, because now I have a similar authority and could potentially pop them out of their spot. And so it's like the bigger and stronger you get, the more you can go after those higher keywords, and then the more benefit that you actually get. So it's like the rich get richer in a lot of ways in terms of authority once you've built it.
Nice. So a lot of this, it seems like, is done before you even hit the keyboard. A lot of this seems to be you can determine whether an article is going to succeed or fail before you even type a single word.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because like I said, the biggest mistake people are making is just brainstorming. What does my audience need to know? What do I want them to know? You know, what do they need to learn next? And I'm going to sit down and spend hours writing about that. Or I'm going to write a 4,000 word article that has zero chance of getting ranked, that I haven't verified any phrases for, that I haven't even verified that people actually search for. What am I doing that work for? And when people love it when I tell them this, because it frees them from wasting so much time. It's much more motivating to sit down and write a 4,000 word article on a phrase or slash topic that you've researched and you know people are searching for, and you know other sites aren't really ranking that well for. That's motivating. And you do that with every piece of content and you start to get hits. This becomes a much more fun game versus the blogging of guessing. That's not really fun. I mean, people burn out on that stuff all the time. And people blog for a year and get no traction whatsoever. I can get traction in 3 months, 4 months, like really strong traction. So it becomes very fun when you do it the right way.
Awesome. All right. I've already learned a lot just from this conversation. I've realized that I've been making some of these mistakes that you mentioned. I was making sure that the title and the keyword and the words that I wanted to rank for, I was making sure they were in the beginning of the article, making sure that they were sprinkled throughout the article, and I was pretty much just assuming that that's all I needed to do. But now I've realized, holy cow, I need to do a lot more. Okay, Kevin, this has been a fantastic conversation. I've learned so much already, and I really appreciate you coming on. I know that you've got a training coming up where you're going to be walking people through a lot of this stuff, walking people through how to actually use these tools and how to do this research. And I'm committed to showing up to it. And I know that you mentioned that you'd be giving listeners to this show a discount if they wanted to get in on it. And so I wanted to give you a chance to tell people about it and let people know how they can get in for the discounted rate for being a listener to The Nathan Frazier Show.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to get into this class, you can go to sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class. And there's no dashes or spaces or any fancy stuff like that. So sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class. So we're using a tiered pricing model. So we have a little pre-sale campaign going on, and that's actually going to be over by the time that people hear this. So I've created a code, and the code is Nathan. So if you go to that site and you go through the checkout process, you get to the end and you put in the offer code Nathan, you're going to get the class at the original pre-sale price, which is the lowest price. So regardless of the price you see, put in that offer code and you'll get the early bird price and you'll be good to go. And by the way, this is a live class. If you can't show up live, it doesn't matter, because you're going to get to download the entire class. You're going to get the worksheets and you're going to get the cheat sheets that I'm including with it as well. So the entire process, everything that you need to know to implement this stuff, you're going to get it whether you can show up live or not. If you can show up live, that's fantastic, because then you can participate in the Q&A at the end.
Awesome. So, and just so the listeners know, I'm not getting an affiliate or anything. I'm not getting any kind of money if you sign up under the code using my name. But I do appreciate you offering that as something for my listeners, because I'm going to be there. I find your information incredibly valuable. I 100% endorse showing up for this. I'm not getting paid at all. I'm paying you actually to be able to get this information as well. So thank you again, Kevin, for coming on. And one more time before we're out of here, what's the website that people need to go to sign up, and what's the offer code that they need to enter in order to get the discount?
Yep. Thank you. So it's sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class, and you need to enter offer code Nathan.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin Geary, Six Figure Grind, Rebooted Body, just a master of content marketing, and I really appreciate you coming on and spending the time with us. Until next time, Free Market Squad, faith in each other, not in authority. Be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss. We are out of here. Deuces. All right, Free Market Squad, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Kevin Geary. I know that I did. I know I learned a lot, and I can't wait to see what else Kevin has for us in store in his training. The training is February 21st, and it's going to be 2 full hours walking through all of Kevin's secrets, all of the tools that Kevin uses to just kill it on Google ranking for his websites. And if you get over to his website and you sign up today, head on over to sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class and use the coupon code Nathan in your checkout, and you'll save $30 off of the price of admission. So you'll get it for $47, but only if you get in before the 14th. If you wait until after the 14th, the price goes up to $97. So you want to save half of your cost on this training, head on over to sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class. Use the coupon code Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Use the coupon code Nathan on your checkout and get in for $47 when everybody else has to pay $97. All right, I'm going to be there. I hope to see you there. Sixfiguregrind.com/SEO class and use the coupon code Nathan on your checkout. I'll see you there. I'm out of here. Deuces.